AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. President Obama is in Jamaica, starting a four-day trip that includes summits there and in Panama.
In Jamaica, the president's huddling with Caribbean leaders about energy and trade. But the trip's centerpiece is the Summit of the Americas in Panama City, the first ever that Cuba will take part in. In a pre-summit NPR interview, Obama said he hopes his decision last year to reestablish ties with Cuba will lead the communist island to open up.
I think there's a real opportunity here, and we are going to continue to move forward on it.
Indeed, aides say instead of Obama having to defend an outdated summit lockout of Cuba, it's Raul Castro who will be on the spot over Cuba's human rights record. Mark Smith at the White House.
The South Carolina police officer facing a murder charge for shooting a fleeing suspect in the back was allowed to stay on the force despite an earlier complaint that he used excessive force against an unarmed man. The man tells the AP that Officer Michael Slager barged into his house and shot him in the belly with a stun gun. While visiting the site of Saturday's shooting of Walter Scott, North Charlton resident Robert McQueen says he's glad someone managed to get a video of the incident.
I'd hate to say it, but I'm going to say it in just the way, just this plain, okay? Had that kid not taken that video, that officer would be at work today on administrative leave.
Strong storms in the southern plains overnight are offering a preview of bad weather expected in major cities across the Midwest later in the day. The Storm Prediction Center says 57 million people live in an area with an enhanced risk of large hail, damaging wind, possible tornadoes Thursday afternoon and evening. A handful of tornadoes were reported on Wednesday, but they were mostly in rural areas of Kansas and Oklahoma, and those storms caused minimal damage. This is AP Radio News. Observers and the new city council members are optimistic after Tuesday's election in Ferguson, Missouri.
Months after the first calls for change, three new faces for Ferguson City Council. Two of them are black. For the first time, the city's six-member council reflects the city's diversity. This election, the first municipal election since Officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown.
What the last 8 months has done, it has shaped the focus for a new narrative of what has to happen here.
For a city still healing, visible signs of change. Alex Sands, Ferguson, Missouri.
A French television network says it has been hacked by people claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the latest test firing of a short-range missile by North Korea is fresh evidence that the Korean Peninsula is a potential flashpoint for conflict. He made the comments while visiting a base in Japan. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.